This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The Colorado Association for Manufacturing and Technology, or CAMT, along with the City of Loveland, has selected Bowling Green, Kentucky-based Cumberland and Western Resources to be its partner in transforming the former Agilent Technology site into the Aerospace and Clean Energy, or ACE, Technology Park. The city and the company are now in the final negotiating phase for setting up that collaboration. Here with me is Jeff Nuttle, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. So, Jeff, who or what is Cumberland and Western Resources?
It's a very good question, Erin. They were chosen by the City of Loveland earlier this month after Betsy Hale, the city's economic development director, and several members of CAMT traveled to Kentucky to visit Cumberland Western officials. While they were there, the Colorado delegation visited a couple of sites that Cumberland Western has had a hand in redeveloping.
Well, where did they go?
Well, they first visited a technology accelerator project in Bowling Green that was formerly a shopping center. Buddy Steen, Cumberland Western's vice president for technology, recruited 35 technology-related companies into the space and totally transformed it in partnership with Western Kentucky University. And now it's called the Western Kentucky University Center for Research and Development. But that was before Steen had joined Cumberland Western. Betsy Hale also made a solo visit to a 2.1 million square foot former cigarette manufacturing site in Macon, Georgia that Cumberland and Western bought in 2006 and intends to redevelop into a jobs engine for the city of Macon.
Well, that sounds promising. I mean, similar to what they're hoping to do with the ACE Technology Park, right?
Yes, but in the last 5 years, they've only recruited one tenant into the Macon site. A spokesman for the Macon Economic Development Commission said he's glad that Cumberland Western has deep enough pockets to hold out for just the right mix of tenants for the site. But the bottom line is that their attempts to fill it have so far failed.
I see. Well, should that be a red flag for Loveland and CAMT?
Well, you might think so, but the folks we talked to at the city and CAMT said that they were completely impressed with what they saw on their tour and believe it's the right company to tackle ACE. Plus, Cumberland and Western is owned by Tennessee billionaire Brad Kelly, so the theory is he has the deep enough pockets to do what it takes to redevelop the Agilent site into an ACE campus. It's also fair to consider both the Great Recession and the difference in our high-tech market versus Macon, Georgia as factors.
Mm. So there don't seem to be any big concerns then by the Loveland and CAMT folks about inking a deal with Cumberland and Western then?
Apparently not, and that could happen very soon. They have until about November 6 or so to finalize the contract, which marks the end of a 30-day period of negotiation with Cumberland Western to buy the $5.5 million site and agree to Cumberland's development responsibilities. And Elaine Thorndike, the CAMT CEO, noted that the ACE site will likely be a project that develops pretty quickly, as it has already received more than 30 inquiries from companies interested in being a part of the ACE campus and turning out products based on patents held by NASA and NREL, the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden.
Well, we've been hearing about this project since earlier this year. How important is the ACE campus to the state and in particular to Northern Colorado?
Well, it's immensely important. It's been estimated the site could be home of 80 or more technology-driven companies producing 7,000 new jobs in northern Colorado and perhaps an additional 3,000 statewide. So it's a very big deal, and everyone concerned agrees that it must get off on the right foot. So let's hope that the City of Loveland has made the right selection in Cumberland and Western to do that.
Indeed. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttle is publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.